Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Our text on this final day of the academic year comes from the 119th Psalm, the 105th verse. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. This is the word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, dear friends in Christ, the famous American novelist E.L. Doctorow once confessed that when he began a book, he very seldom had a good idea how the book was going to end. But that never worried him. Writing, he said, is like driving at night in the fog. You can only see as far as your headlights, but you can make the whole trip that way. My suspicion is that there may be quite a few among us this morning whose road ahead may seem a bit foggy at this time. So much excitement attendant upon the end of the school year, so much flurry of activity. You don't get much chance to think about what lies ahead. And even if you do, chances are the future may seem a bit dark and obscure. Graduates may not yet have decided exactly where they're going to go after graduation. And even if you have, there's still plenty of uncertainties and imponderables. Even our returning students may not have much of an idea how the summer is going to unfold for them. Will I find a job? Will I just hang out at home? Will I visit relatives? Will I have vacation? Let's face it, none of us can really see very far down the road. And what we can see is by no means certain. But that's okay, because we have a light to guide us, and we can make the whole trip that way. That's why our theme for this morning is, God's Word is the light for our road ahead. If only God's word were the only attraction beckoning to us in this dark and sinful world, if only the path of righteousness were the only path that appealed to us. But it's not. Jesus said, "Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." Unfortunately, that broad, sinful path, that worldly path, it's very attractive. We often find ourselves straying from the narrow path of righteousness and kind of veering over there toward that broad path of worldliness. Instead of the Word of God, we consciously or unconsciously take as our guide the opinions of Hollywood celebrities and news personalities, social media influencers, or whatever happened to be the trending social and moral ideas of the time. People may say to themselves, "I'm just going to take this little detour off the narrow path. Just for a minute. Just want to go over here and check out this TikTok video that, okay, seems a little iffy to me, or that adult website that I know very well is totally wrong. I hope no one finds out. I'm just going to adopt this trendy social idea that I know conflicts with the Bible, but it'll help me fit in, and people won't think I'm such a religious fanatic. And there's plenty of time. I'll merge back onto that narrow path one day, eventually." And in just this way, a lot of people have left the path of life, never to return. And in fact, before we start feeling all self-righteous, the prophet Isaiah reminds us that according to our human nature, we are all exactly like that. He says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one into his own way." If you're like me, you might be feeling a bit low at this point. pretty corrupt and sinful, pretty lost and hopeless. And your God wants you to see the darkness and corruption of the sin that's inside you. That's what his holy law is for. Acknowledge those sins. Confess them. Forsake them. And receive the pardon and peace that God offers you in his gospel. For your gracious Lord has said, "He who comes unto me, I will by no means cast out." God won't leave you stuck on the dark pathway of sin with no way ahead. He has provided a light to guide you in the paths of righteousness, and that light is his word. The psalmist says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And first and foremost, of course, is the light that his gospel sheds on the path to justification and everlasting life. For in that word, our Savior tells us, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." Jesus walked the perfect path of righteousness. He lived the perfect life. Wherever you strayed and rebelled and took a side turning, Jesus walked straight ahead on the path of righteousness. And by faith, his perfect righteousness is credited to your account. Finally, your Redeemer traveled alone that dark path that led up the last lonely hill of Calvary. And there he atoned for every one of your sins. Yes, even those sins you know and feel in your heart, the ones you're thinking about right now. Jesus made full atonement for them so that you too can say with the psalmist, "He has removed my sins from me as far as the east is from the west." And his triumphant resurrection on Easter morning guarantees that you too will one day rise to everlasting life. What a relief! It's like waking up from a bad dream. And what beautiful vistas that gospel now opens before us. No longer condemned by sin and enslaved to sin, we're free to follow the one who saved us and to be his disciples. And how do we do that? We don't have to guess. We don't have to grope around for some kind of light to guide us. We certainly don't have to look inside for some kind of inner light. We have a light. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. What is the best way, really the only way, to be Jesus' disciple? He himself tells us, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That's why we're so focused on the word. That's why this institution and everyone on this faculty and every CLC congregation and every CLC pastor and teacher is so focused on one thing, the word of God. Because it's not about charismatic leaders, and it's not about beautiful buildings. It's not about awesome technology and targeted church growth methods. It's about the word. God's word is the light for our road ahead. It's the only light that can lead you to follow the only Savior on the only path that can lead to everlasting life. Follow the light of the word. It will lead you safely home. You may not know where you'll be a year from now. You may not know where you'll be a month from now. Come right down to it, none of us does. But that's okay, because we have the word. And God's word is the light for our road ahead. And with that light, we can make the whole trip. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll conclude with stanzas 1 and 4 of hymn 294.